All right, we're gonna try to solve this mystery.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
I'm gonna keep it real. I don't fuck with you because you disrespecting me. You disrespect my hood by telling me take off my flag, asking how gangster I was, nigga. You lucky on that day I was acting cool, cuz I told you I ain't got time for that, but nigga, today I got time, cuz.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
But nigga, you came up on me on some fun shit, nigga. I don't make peace with niggas that come up on me on some disrespectful shit when I didn't even know you, nigga. It's you walked up on me and set down your beer like, nigga, what's up? How gangster are you, cuz? Huh? How gangster are you, nigga? I'll show you how gangster I am, nigga. You can drop off your kid and run my face.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
Exactly. Exactly, nigga. I go hard, cuz. You don't want to fuck with me.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar. Dear God, somebody hand me a glass.
It might be White on White Crime again. That means you're on a Wednesday binge in the Wine Cellar. Check it out. Niggas don't want to get caught slipping in the north or the south, cause a White on White Crime might come your way. Whether it comes from Becky or that fool RJ, it might come from Rice. I need more white names that I can come off the top of the head and claim. Maybe I should stop freestyling these and write the White on White Crime rhyme, please. And then it would be a little better. Maybe that shit will come out a little fresher. The White on White Crime is jumbled up and fucked up, but y'all see that shit gets in blah blah blah.
You want me to just tell you white people names?
No, yeah?
Mason.
Mason? That rhymes with Jason, and I understand why that fool steps up hate, and I don't know.
Colby.
What the heck? Colby?
Colby, like the cheese.
Colby?
Like the cheese.
That's
nigga.
An actual name.
That's
Colby?
A name, nigga. That's a name.
That's really that claim. Colby? Yo, that shit's insane. Colby? Give me another one from the strain.
Genevieve.
Genevieve? Is that him with Steve? Or is that her indeed? Or are they non-binary when they swerve with these?
River.
River? Nah, nigga. I will not tolerate that bullshit with ya. Uh-uh. You better have a better name than that, cause it's White on White Crime on a funky-ass track.
Brent.
Brent? He should have what happened in Kent. Nah, nigga. And he was tripping. It is tripping. White on White Crime. White on White Wednesday. But we'll finish one thing that we left off from yesterday. The post from Maddie Stump.
Yes.
Maddie Stump was on the Wine Cellar maybe about 25 episodes back. so I wanted to go there and just get to this deal that Maddie Stump had posted. You know, I mean, we had more stuff, but we had a tech diff yesterday.
Yes.
It was mad rowdy. All right. These are the facts. What am I looking at? Decibel-wise, good, good, smells good. All right, so post from Maddie Stump. And it's an image of three umbrellas. One umbrella is large. And then two other umbrellas are equal in size, but smaller and under the large umbrella. And Maddie Stump posted this, and the large umbrella says transgender. And then the two smaller umbrellas, one says binary and one says non-binary. And under binary, it says trans man, trans woman. And under non-binary, it has gender queer, gender fluid, demi boy, bi-gender, agender, demi-girl, what I personally will call neutrois, because it looks like a French word to me in particular, and then it also has and more with an exclamation point. And and then the text that comes along with this image posted by Maddie Stump says, where do cross-dressers who identify with the sex they were born with fit under this umbrella? And what Maddie Stump, the text Maddie Stump posted with this, like, her own thoughts were, I don't understand trans women who outright ban cross-dressers from trans femme communities. Like, how many options do you think there are for AMAB, and AMAB is actually an acronym. It's not funny.
You've learned a thing or two.
I've been reading. Things clear think it's funny to read. All right, so it's an acronym. Oh no, what happened? Okay. It's AMAB is AMAB, a male assigned at birth. All right. So Maddie Stump is saying, like, how many options do you think there are for AMAB gender nonconformity? Because in my experiences, the options are like 4 or 5 maximum. And 2 of them are being a trans woman. We're not a FAB, which is a similar acronym, a female assigned at birth. A female, cuz. A female assigned at birth. Cross-dressing is one of the very finite number of ways for us to explore gender in any even remotely societal acceptable significant capacity. Now, me, I don't know what's going on. I've said this, I think I said it maybe a year ago, maybe 18 months ago. And I was like, I'm an I can dig it progressive. What you doing? Y'all niggas gay? I can dig it. Y'all got some bud? What y'all doing? Y'all niggas transgender? I can dig it. Y'all got some reefer? What y'all niggas doing? Y'all feminist? Word. I can dig it. Y'all got some bear? I like bear. Like, I'm basic. Like, I can just dig it. What are you doing? I can dig it. You hurting people? No, I can dig it. Mm-hmm. But Phoenix Kaleeder is a smart thinker. What's going on here?
Oh, I don't know if, like, they're specifically referring to stuff I've seen where someone doesn't want people who don't identify as trans to be necessarily in trans communities. They want them specifically to be identified as gay or femme, but not trans. And then there's some people who are identifying as trans women who then also say, like, are in, like, drag competitions or drag performers. And, like, drag performers don't necessarily want them because, like, oh, you're a woman, so dressing in drag isn't really, like, dressing up because you're a woman. So there's just, like, a lot of, like, inner circle issues I've noticed about you're not expressing yourself correctly the way I want you to. Like, some people, they're not allowed to be in drag. Some people, they're not allowed to identify as trans. Or you're not allowed to dress a certain way if you identify as, like, gender neutral. Like, you always have to dress, like, you know, like, you can't identify as gender neutral and wear a dress for some reason. So, like, people are just making up their own fucking arbitrary-ass rules for this shit. And it can be just really exclusive feeling to folks if people get on you with that shit.
Huh.
Yeah.
And now that is only for the podcast Tune Inners that tuned in.
Tune Inners.
Yes. Now, we're going to go ahead and flip on the YouTube recording, and we're going to get down to some of the most whitest white-on-white business that you ever done heard. All right. These are the facts, Miss Phoenix.
This is like fucking pressure. I'm always trying to find one to top the one, that one Florida one about the, was it like fighting over vodka?
The fight over vodka? Like, you trying to, you realize the kind of, the, remember the one that she was crying about the rap song?
There's that one. There's that one white rapper, Grace in Space.
One with the booby traps.
Oh man, I can't find stories like that every week.
Yeah.
There's pressure.
When we started this white on white crime shit, I think the first story that I was like, I think this is it. I think I'm onto something. A woman was arrested because she assaulted a man by slapping him with a very hot slice of pizza. It was pretty hot. You ready?
Yeah.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
That looks like I was scrolling a bit. It looks like you got some problematic shit here, ma'am.
I found a lot. I have put a lot of stories on the website today. That's actually what I did, like, quite literally all day, was fact check and put up stories.
We're about to get funky with these motherfuckers. Let me take a look at that YouTube. Uh-oh. Skibby flippy doo.
Yeah.
Yep, there it is. All right. There's Phoenix Kaleeder.
Hi.
I know somebody checks out the YouTube and they're like, does she just wear the same clothes every day? She wears hooded sweatshirts as jackets.
I do.
To her, they are indoor jackets.
They are indoor jackets.
To her, hooded sweatshirts are like her smoking jacket. It's her cardigan. That's her thing.
I have a cardigan. I will wear the cardigan tomorrow, you fucking haters.
Jeez, you don't even know if they're hating. You don't even know. Watch somebody type in the comment section, I'm hating. fucking. All right, let's get to it. Farmington, Illinois.
Yes.
An Amber Alert was issued, and that's serious.
Right, which I just want to point out, a couple white-on-white crimes ago, we did this exact story in Florida with the gender roles reversed.
No shit.
Yeah, and I was like, again?
Oh, fuck, I think we kind of did.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, well, we're having fun. Fucking, so yeah, an Amber Alert, it was issued for a 13-month-old baby child.
Yes.
So the police fellers in Fulton County near Peoria, they were like, oh man, we gotta figure out what's happening. And then they found out that the story was fabricated and there was no child in danger. All right? Now, his name matches his level of logic. D-U-T-Z, Mitchell Dutz.
Yes.
He is Dutzy. Mitchell Dutz, who reported that his vehicular got stolen and claimed that the child was kidnapped, now faces charges after the police fellers say he made up the story after he was robbed during a drug deal. The Amber Alert said that the child was taken along with a stolen 2004 Taurus from Circle K in Farmington. Mm-hmm. A 2004 Taurus.
Yes.
How the fuck is it still working?
I don't know.
Holy
but
shit.
But now, see, now is that Florida one coming back because it was a woman who said someone stole her car while her baby was in the back seat. And it turns out somebody did steal her car in a drug deal gone wrong, but her kid was at home the whole time. But she just told the police he was in the back seat because then they would find the car faster.
Yeah. Now you're thinking.
Y'all play too much.
Fucking, so, a 2004 Taurus from a Circle K, all right, and that's 25 miles west of Peoria. On Sunday, the Fulton County Emergency Services and Disaster Agency said at around 5 p.m. on Saturday that this Dutzy motherfucker called the Fulton County Sheriff's Office, didn't even call 911, this nigga called the office. Nigga called the 10-digit number and said that his car done been stolen by 3 suspects while he paid for gas. At least he didn't say black guys, like certain British children we heard of recently. But his story unraveled when he was interviewed by the police fellers. Now, quote from the authorities... During the interview process, it was determined that Dutz had fabricated the entire story. Dutz was allegedly robbed during a drug deal and had used the infant as a way to pursue charges against the alleged persons who robbed him. At no time was an infant abducted or was there any car stolen. End quote. So the car wasn't even stolen in this one.
Nope.
At least the woman...
At least somebody actually did steal her car.
She was victimized at some level. That, see, there it is. The least marginalized person claiming the most victimhood.
Always.
The suspect named by Dutz was not involved in any way, according to the police fellers. Oh, I hope he wasn't black.
As far as I can tell, he was not.
Okay. So this is a white on white on white on white crime.
Yes.
Mr. Mitchell Dutz is charged with residential burglary, making a false police report, false representation of a police statement, and making a false... Oh, he did call 911. Making a false 911 call. And various other charges are pending. Before the hoax was revealed...
Before the hoax was revealed,
the Fulton County ESDA, I don't know what the funk that stands for. East Side District Attorney?
Emergency Services Something Agency.
Word.
Yeah.
All right. So ESDA. What up?
Yeah, one of my old neighbors used to work for ESDA. It's Like when you can't become a cop, but you want to pretend that you're special. And you do like emergency services shit. No offense to anybody who's an ESDA and is actually good at what they do. That's not what my neighbor was.
All right, let me fix those up. Because Phoenix Kalita is tired.
Am I?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Exhausted.
I've been in this room most of the day.
No. Yeah, right. It's weird when you get tired from sitting down. That shit is bugged out. Getting tired from sitting down is fucking biology gaslighting you. Ugh. Know that about your life.
It is.
All right? It's not your fault.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I personally call it ESDA. And the Fulton County ESDA issued an alert on Saturday night saying the purportedly stolen vehicle was last known to be in the Bartonville area around 6 p.m. A press briefing. You know what? They should have been suspicious. They were like, somebody stole a 2004 Taurus. You know what? Three people get to punch you in the face. And nobody's really picking them. We're just going to kind of wheel a fortune that shit. You better hope it lands on a fucking three-year-old child every time. Because making that somewhat real, stole a 2004 Taurus.
Yes.
Henry Ford's great-great-grandchildren wouldn't steal a 2004 Taurus for joyriding.
No, probably not.
No. No.
No.
Fucking, all right. let's see. This one's about over. The organization later updated the post to say the child abduction story was a hoax like climate change.
Yeah.
All right, which is why, let's take a look here. We're in, are we in northern Illinois?
Yes.
That's our area.
That's our area.
We're in northern Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
It is December 19th, 2018.
Yes.
4:20, ironically, p.m., 46 degrees Fahrenheit.
Woohoo.
Climate change hoax.
Yes.
And also, get used to calling them American geese. They're not Canadian geese anymore. They just live. There's so many. They're every the fuck where.
Can we just start, like, eating them, though? Can we just start, like, having a hunting season and eating them?
Yeah. But that'd be weird, though, because they're, like, to have a hunting season for them, that would mean, like, people are just shooting in the open public. Because they're, like, in the mall parking lot.
Slingshot?
Fucking natives. All right. Venus Gleeter wants to slingshot the American geese. Get used to saying that, folks.
I'm just saying, there's a lot. They're kind of a problem. It would help call the population and give poor people something to eat.
The geese are a problem?
Yes, the geese are a problem.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Uh-uh. Nope. The yes, tubob is a problem. What the fuck? I'm not dealing with this bullshit. All right. Look. All right. So we're in Colorado. All right. And in Colorado, somebody attempted a robbery. All right. And then they were running. And folks were like, what that fella running for? And then they went to security camera footage. And it shows a man feller walking into a store on September 2nd. And attempting to take out what the police later said was a replica handgun.
What?
Excuse. But it ends up flying over the counter instead. Oh, so he pulled it out sloppy and it slipped out of his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking goof. Moisturize your dry ass skin, boy. when the attempted robber entered the store at 5:30 in the p.m. in Colorado and pulled out what appeared to be a long-barreled handgun, he immediately fumbled it across the counter. The gun fell to the feet of the store clerk, who picked it up. The suspect did not appear to be sure how to respond, so he fled the scene. I want to see this video. I want to see the flailing, the Kermit
it's
the Frog.
It's funny, because it's like, I saw the video, it just kind of like drops it over, and then she picks it up. It's a female clerk. She picks it up, and she's like, and she, like, put up, like, she was going to smack him with it.
Do we have a link to the video yet? It looks like you have
a
link in here.
I think so. And
all right, so Phoenix Kalita on winesellermedia.com. Phoenix Kalita has a link to the Denver Post where you can see that video. All right? So, doobie-doo, skip-bop, flibbity-doo. Now, he didn't appear to be sure how to respond, so he fled the scene. However, the suspect ran away and his pants fell to his knees. Those white thugs with their sagging pants.
Mm.
Video captures the surprise on the suspect's face as the gun makes its way over the counter. The suspect attempts to climb over the counter before appearing to change his mind. He runs back out the door. He is then seen losing his pants before going off screen.
And there's actually two pants moments. Like, they start to fall, and then he keeps moving, and then they go, like, all the way down.
What?
Here's the thing. The clerk is, like, so chill about it. She just walks up and just locks the door after he goes out and, like, leaves. It was a fun video. What?
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
Like, you can hear the pop when Penny hits stop. All right. Skibby flibby dibba dooba dooba dabba. All right. So, the video captures. Yeah, you said the clerk goes to lock it. The police fellers released the video in hopes of identifying the suspect and arresting him. The owner of the store told the Denver Post he was surprised by the footage. Quote from Chris Burgess said, I don't want to downplay the seriousness of an armed robbery, but the guy really does belong in the world's dumbest criminals. He needs to find a new career. And he added, saying, you know, the policy on when robbers come is to give them whatever they want, end quote. Now, the overseers, the police fellers, obtained the replica gun in question and say they are hoping to obtain fingerprints from it to help in the investigation.
Yes, that's fun.
That was belligerent. That is absolutely fucking goofy. All right. Is this one? What's going on with this Bambi business?
Oh,
am yeah. I doing this?
You can. I mean,
you want me to get in there?
If you want to. I mean, I don't know. It's just weird to me. It's just fucking weird, really.
All right. Yeah. All right. Folks could check this one out on the website. Yeah. It's a what?
Oh, I was gonna say. So basically, a guy who poached like hundreds of deer, and just to kill them, and was taking the antlers, and apparently they were acting in proper white fashion. And we're just, like, cutting off the deer's heads to take the antlers, and we're just leaving the bodies to just rot, like, wherever. Right? Typical white people fashion. But he finally got arrested, and so he got sentenced to a year in prison, and part of the judgment is that he has to watch Bambi at least once a month every month while he's incarcerated.
The punishment is that it's so fucking boring. Bambi is boring as shit.
Who doesn't like Thumper?
Like, fucking, like, some fool tried to play Bambi for my nieces way back in 2004 in Florida.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, these kids just watched Finding Nemo and Monsters, Inc. They have Bratz dolls. Yeah. You want to show them fucking Bambi? That's like, I made the mistake. When my niece was like, I think she was like 11 and change.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to show her Ghostbusters. The first one, because the comedy is, it's slick comedy, but those special effects don't hold up to what the fuck she's used to.
No.
Are you shitting me? It, like, I'm looking at the special effects like I'm embarrassed. Like, I'm sitting there like feeling sad for myself. Oh, man.
Yeah, so yeah, that was just weird to me.
All right. Well, wait, so we can still rock out in Arizona, though, but that one was in Missouri. So, Arizona, in Mesa, Arizona, a man feller done been arrested after he shot and killed his roommate.
Mm-hmm.
All right? A person is dead.
Yep.
Shortly before Christmas.
Yep.
Like, their family is dealing with a murdered family member shortly before Christmas. I feel myself going too far and taking the comedy out of the shit with my commentary. So the Mesa police overseers They were sent to an apartment complex near the Ellsworth and Baseline Roads on December 14th for a reported shooting. The overseers found a 41-year-old individual named Sheldon Sturgill, who told the officers...
Sheldon, that's a horrible fucking name. That's a horrible fucking name. Sheldon Sturgill.
He probably looks like his name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn. Why, we should have put that picture in the web post.
I couldn't find one that was, like, big enough where it would show up in the thumbnail.
Oh, you know what you can do? You can just put them in the post.
I should have.
Yeah, like, just put insert media and then upload it and put it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can rock out. You know what you're doing. All right, so he's a 41-year-old, and he told the overseers that he shot his roommate and left him in the bathroom. Mr. Sturgill told the police fellers that he got into an argument with his roommate.
No kidding.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay? You don't just shoot people. White men are reasonable, okay? Right. Just ask white women. They'll tell you.
Hmm.
All right? Okay? You're a Christine Blasey Ford. She was just trying to, you know, just...
Yeah, very, very... He sounded like a very reasonable man. Turn the music up so nobody can hear her.
Boys will be boys.
Ooh.
Ha. Huh. Ah, fucking, I hate anti-feminists. You can all go fuck yourselves. Anti-feminists. I didn't say that loud. I hate the anti-feminist fuckers. Skibbity flibbity dibbity doo. All right, so Mr. Sturgill told the police fellas they got into an argument, which escalated to punches being thrown. Mr. Sturgill allegedly went into his room and grabbed a handgun and shot the man several times. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene, and the fight was over which music to play.
I just wish that somebody would have said what was on that caused this altercation. To be like, if you don't turn the shit off, I will shoot you in the face. And then, like, literally got shot in the face. Like, what the fuck was he playing?
He was like, you know I like to have an Eye of the Tiger on when I'm playing NBA Jam on my Super Nintendo. I need Eye of the Tiger.
I just want to know.
Stop fucking with me. Maybe it was that blue da boo dee da boo da.
Oh, Jesus.
He's like, yo, if that's not playing, you know I lose my shit.
I just want to know.
The Totally Crossed Out album. I missed the bus. Oh.
I'm quite confident this guy is not a Criss Cross fan.
Well, his roommate got crossed up.
And it was a shame.
Oh, shit. Should have shot at his feet and made him jump. The barrel was cool, but he warmed it up, Chris. Wow. Oh man, we have a good time here. if it was the second album, he would have used the bomb. Woo. Okay, that's really. I'm not.
That's not necessarily one of white crime. That's just
This is just there. Story. You can check out winecellarmedia.com, one of the web posts Phoenix Collider has up, with a link to the Daily Herald for more reporting. Is the a second Dylann Roof supporter is arrested, a 20-year-old man, the third person arrested. Why does the title say second? The third because person, what the up?
Second Dylann Roof supporter, third person planning a terrorist attack.
Ah. But this one's maybe not in Ohio.
Yeah, this one I think was in Washington, actually. Maybe.
Lake Forest Park, Washington.
Yeah.
I don't know that area. Folks, I'm from Washington State. All right, but yeah, I don't know that area. I'm a Pierce County guy. oh, Jesus. All right. Michigan feller is facing potentially up to 20 years in prison after allegedly making a threat to shoot up a local Air National Guard base. On Sunday, the personnel from Selfridge, pull your Selfridge up by your bootstraps, Air National Guard base in Harrison Township, Michigan, contacted the Michigan State Police Feller Second District Special Investigation Section. They are not that special to have all those words in their job title. Are you shitting me? Let's do that job title again. Michigan State Police 2nd District Special Investigation Section. The fuck out of here.
So the cops?
The fucking cops. the personnel alerted the police department. See, and now the second sentence, is, like, why even have the first sentence? The second sentence broke down what the hell they actually are.
Someone wanted to feel special.
Jesus. Or you know what? They're like, I bet.
Word count?
Yeah, there it is. hell, they might be doing just character count these days.
Shit.
Yeah, because it's the internet, yo. It's not like the print days.
If you put the actual pound sign with the hashtag, it's one character longer, guys.
Damn, I wonder if, because you know something else with how web space works, like embedded and linked shit mm-hmm. counts as more space. That might be why articles just be having like 10 embedded tweets. Like, and this is what people on Twitter are saying.
Hmm.
And then that's the rest of the article.
Mm-hmm.
Skibby flibby dibby doo. And I wonder, I think there's somebody that tunes into this program for those tangents.
Probably.
Yeah, where they're like, that's what I'm talking about. They didn't do that yesterday. I was waiting for that.
I mean, you know, I was reading something about, like, we spell things different than British people because it was cheaper to save money in papers. Because, you know, like, their shit have, like, extra, like, color.
Yeah.
It's got, like, the U. Apparently, we just did it because it saved money by using less characters when setting a newspaper type.
You think that was the same thing with, like, donut?
Maybe. Probably. Capitalism is amazing and efficient, so...
You gotta wonder if the white people that control language and dictionaries are kind of looking at the acronym, the misogynous acronym thought, like, you know, we could save money by just using the Negro word. I think it has something to do with malt liquor.
If
it's Phoenix Cleeter, it definitely does.
It does have something to do with malt liquor.
Mike's Hard Malt Liquorade. way off story. But the fella, he threatened to shoot up the base. The detectives, now there's detectives, they launched an investigation into the threat, tracing it back to a 53-year-old individual. Whoa, this nigga's name is Roke.
Yeah.
Roke Eugene Daigle. Oh, his parents set him up for failure. And then if you look at it, the acronym of his name is RED. Oh, Jesus. He should have just been... he should have been an abstract rapper. That would have worked out much better for him.
Hmm.
And rap is so old that he could have been an abstract rapper in the 90s.
Hmm.
But this Roke Eugene Daigle, he worked at the base until recently. It's always until recently. by Monday, something happened. Mm-hmm. By Monday, detectives located Mr. Daigle and arrested him without incident. The detectives from the Michigan State Police Department executed a search warrant of Daigle's home and found more than, goddamn, 70 firearms? Nigga. 70. Nigga, you don't have 70 nose hairs. What do you fucking need 70? 70.
70.
70.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's a gun for 2 months and 10 more days.
Yeah.
70.
Yeah.
Like, you get 4 more guns, you got Donald Trump's age. 70.
70.
And this is where, of course, this is where my lefty-headed brain goes. That's 7 more than Bill Cosby's publicly known victims.
Oh, well.
God damn. Like, he just beat Cosby's numbers with guns that we know of.
Also, just like, who has money for 70 guns? Like, that's the point where it starts becoming a weird fucking hobby. Because a gun is a few hundred dollars. I mean, really, depending what type you get, it can be more than that. But, like, a $500-$600 gun 70 times. $600 70 times.
You gotta wonder if they're just cheaping out on other shit hardcore. Like, are they just, like, going to the food pantry instead? Or always only shopping with coupons? And, you know, like me. Like, I mean, I have shirts in there from 2004.
Right.
Right? Like, I have 3 pairs of pants I recently ripped from all 3 from 2005. Mm-hmm. Like, are they just living like that?
I don't know.
And then just copping guns? Because, I mean... Guns a couple hundred dollars, right?
Yeah.
You think about what we spend on booze.
Right.
We could get a gun a month.
I don't think we're allowed to do that legally.
And then if we made whatever kind of white man money that white man was making, maybe 3 guns a month.
But then it's also the 1 gun a month plus the ammunition, plus you have to pay to go learn how to shoot the fucking thing, right? Plus you have to pay to keep your license up. Plus you have to buy all your, like your kit to fucking clean it and shit, like...
I bet he doesn't have cable, doesn't have internet. He's got guns, man.
Shit.
All he needs is a CB radio that could pick up Alex Jones. That's all he needs.
That's all he needs. And then, like, I don't think it specifies what kind he has. So, like, depending on the kinds, like, the ammunition is not interchangeable. So you have to get, like, multiple types of ammunition. Like, maybe you might have to get special permits. I don't know what their gun laws are like. Like, that's fucking wild, man. Ugh.
That's tangent-terrific. That's not a word. Hundreds of rounds of ammunition. Upon locating a large number of firearms and ammunition, the officers seized the supply and removed it from the home. Really? Didn't see that coming. At the time of Daigle's arrest, it was unclear as to what the motive was for the threat. It's also unclear what the exact wording of the threat was or how it was communicated to personnel. What the X-Files is this shit? Mr. Daigle was charged with 1 count of false report or threat of terrorism, according to the Michigan court records. Mm-hmm. He is scheduled to be arraigned on Tuesday at 1:15 in the p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 41B District Court in Clinton Township, Michigan. If convicted, the Michigan State Police feller said he could face up to 20 years in prison for the felony charge. Mr. Daigle was an airman assigned to the 127th Wing, according to a release Tuesday from the Wing's Public Affairs Office. He is a MASA sergeant who started working at the base in 2002. He currently works as an air terminal craftsman with the Logistics Readiness Squadron, also on the 127th.
I don't know what any of those things mean.
That sounds like he does shit with the McMurrican government that makes him 70 guns money.
Shit.
70 guns and a pool table. All right. And if for some reason I can't find my old lady on Backpage no more, I voted McPublican. What happened? I vote Democrat. What happened? I keep getting the same thing. Ah, shit. Really? Mm. Alaska. Okay. Oh, Alaska, Michigan.
Yeah.
Think of fucking uncreative motherfuckers. Should have just let the people that actually lived here before you showed up pick the names. And then go the fuck back home. So we're in Alaska, Michigan.
I'm sorry.
Please believe it's playing footsie with me.
Yeah, well, your foot footsie is in my way.
Playing footsie. A police report came out of Alaska, Michigan, and a body cam video shows a Michigan sheriff accused of drunk driving and... And the deputy tried to arrest him. All right. So the television station WJRT obtained the body cam video. And that was on November 16th. And it was in the and it came from the Midland County Sheriff Scott Stevenson, who later pleaded guilty to driving while impaired. Mr. Scott Stevenson is heard on the video asking that he not be arrested. He says, "Jesus Christ, I'm a sheriff," end quote.
Huh.
Mr. Stevenson was suspected of drunken driving. What up?
Is it like the cop version of Don't Tase Me, Bro?
I'm a sheriff. Can that be the new thing whenever you don't want to be in some shit that you know damn well you done got yourself in?
But I'm a sheriff.
That's the new I run the machines. I'm a sheriff and I run the machines.
Woo.
All right? You're just a deputy, okay?
Like that little bitch, Eminem.
That's what you are. Fucking. So he's suspected of drunken driving after leaving a deer hunting camp in Kalkaska County. A breath test revealed a blood alcohol level nearly 3 times the legal limit for driving. There was something, like, white people really think 3 is a lucky number, because it's always 3 times the legal limit. Always.
It's weird.
Like, we should just, like...
Which is also, like, doesn't anyone ever get pulled over, like, just that much over the legal limit? No? Never? Why is it always, like, fucking, your blood is 10% alcohol right now? Why the fuck?
So, like, for the homies in Socialfied Media that, like, they don't want to get banned, so they put 6F instead of white, mm-hmm. start putting 3 times. Yeah.
Wait, so what would that be? Make it like a fucking algebra equation?
Well, go for it. What is this? What is happening?
Like 3F times 2.
3F? Oh, shit.
I'm not above it. I'm not above it.
Like, oh, man. Yeah, man. Nah, I'm in line at the grocery store. This 3-timer comes up and starts fucking with me. Like, yeah, dude, interesting stories.
Oh, no. Which would, I'm sure, I can't wait for people who don't get it to, like, try to guess what it means. It's like, it'll be like that, the reporter who didn't understand 12. Remember that? Do you remember that shit? Like, some reporter was at, like, some protest. I think it maybe was Ferguson.
I wouldn't have got it either.
Fuck 12?
1, 2, no, because where I'm from, they say 1 time.
Yeah, it was... I think it was kind of obvious. But it was funny because, you know, people scream, fuck 12. He's like, obviously they're upset about the curfew.
Yeah, that's what they were saying on social media. Like, they keep saying 3 times, and I only said it once. All right, let's see here. The video shows a deputy knocking on Stevenson's window and waking him up, holy shit, while he was in his vehicular parked alongside of a road. The deputy tells Stevenson, "Someone thought you were dead over here," end quote. Stevenson later issued a public apology for his poor choice, and Phoenix Kalita has a link to that from WineCellarMedia.com. In his apology, he noted his, quote, "poor choice was made a difficult time for my family and loved ones, and I truly appreciate the support they gave me and continue to give me," end quote. Stevenson said he drank alcohol at the camp and left to get cell phone reception. He says he felt the alcohol take an effect while driving, so he stopped before his arrest.
Nigga, if you were 3 times over the limit, you felt that shit before you fucking stopped. What, it was there when you left.
Or how much did you drink? Shut up. How fast? Like, did you just fucking chug whiskey, hop in the car, and then be like, whoa, a little too fast there, buddy. It's kind of like when you have something different. Like, when I first had that fucking George Remus.
Oh.
And I fucking sipped it and then stick it down. I was like, hey, my forehead just got really warm. Now, what the fuck is this?
Florida, nigga. It's Florida.
What in the animal abuse and white on whiteness? All right, it's Florida, man, and they always win. It's, you thought you heard some shit
actually
today.
It's Florida woman.
Florida woman.
There's See? Actually 2 Florida woman stories.
Oh,
so
shit.
I don't know if you want this one or the next one.
I don't know. I don't know, yo. I don't even know how long we've been on.
Yeah, I put a lot of stuff on the website today.
I know. I'm trying to do your labor honor here.
No, it's fine. It's okay. Because it's not all white on white crime. But yeah, I just put a lot of stuff on the website
today. I want to eat that food and drink that Miller Genuine Draft. And then go in here and run these machines tomorrow. Mm-hmm. All right. Florida woman. Get ready. Strap in, motherfuckers. This one should just be the title of the episode. Pompano Beach. A woman was taken into custody over the weekend on a disturbing charge after the police say she stuffed some items into a backpack and allegedly abused them while inside a bar.
Mm-hmm.
The Broward County Sheriff's deputies arrested the 27-year-old individual, Teresa Gardner, on Sunday morning and charged her with multiple counts, including tormenting animals and resisting arrest. Teresa Gardner was arrested at the Briny Irish Pub after she was reportedly seen wildly tossing around a backpack full of Chihuahua puppies and their mom, the Broward Sheriff's deputies said. Now, after Teresa Gardner stopped, deputies discovered the mother Chihuahua and her puppies trembling inside the bag. And that's according to the local news outlet WSVN-TV. And Phoenix Collider has a link to that as well as NBC Miami with more reporting. It wasn't clear where the puppies came from, but officials determined they were about 4 weeks the fuck old.
It's just fucking weird. Who puts puppies in a bag and starts swinging it around? And in a bar?
That's it. Yeah, there's a lot. Fuck. A lot of decisions were made. And this is 27. Your brain is fully developed. It fully developed in Florida, but nonetheless, fucking, you had to think, I got a backpack here. Typically, you'd put books in it, maybe some yarn, if you're yarn, Phoenix yes, Collider, going yes. to maybe some yarn twiddling sticks. What are they called?
Crochet hooks and knitting needles.
Crochet hooks and knitting. What? Say it again.
Knitting needles.
And knitting needles. Yes. All right. Crochet hooks and knitting needles might go in your backpack. Mm-hmm. I'm an old hip hop head. Might have a notebook.
Yeah.
Sandwich, microphone, bottle, water.
Yeah.
Maybe an extra notebook with old shit. You know, might want to bust out the old rhymes. Might get in a written rhyme cipher. Those happen. They're not always freestyle ciphers. We have written rhyme ciphers where we all consent to use written rhymes. Mm-hmm. Consent is sexy. Fucking, but she had a backpack.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't want to put any of that bullshit in there. Mm-hmm. Not even like a mini laptop.
No.
Nah. But you know what I do have? I got Chihuahuas. And typically, you would pick them up and woo, cuddle their little faces and
yes.
pet them. And yes. then they run around barking at shit like they're the hardest niggas on earth. Chihuahuas think they're so fucking hard. And she was like, oh, you think you hard? How about some solitary confinement? Mm-hmm. And put them in a backpack. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Actually, I don't know. Chicken or egg, which was first? Was she at the bar?
Okay, but if she was asked, why the fuck are there Chihuahua puppies in the bar? What is that? It doesn't make sense either way.
Yeah, did she put him in the backpack and go to the bar? Did she put him in the car and then drive around with a backpack and say, you know what? I want to go in a bar, but I don't want to drink. I want to go swinging and not how you think. She's a rapper as well.
She's a rapper as well.
Like, a lot of decisions were made.
It's fucking weird.
Skibby flibby dibby dooby dooby doo. This is a quote from the sheriff's office spokeswoman, mm-hmm. Gina Carter. She said, it's hard to understand why she would have animals in a bag like this. They could have died. I don't know why anyone would take puppies to a bar at all. It's a very bizarre situation. I miss working with Egon and the guys at the Ghostbuster house. Okay, end quote. All of that was in there.
That is not what she said.
You sound kind of country. That is not what she said. Fucking. So the deputies tried to arrest Teresa Gardner. She allegedly told them no. Now, on some level, I think that's good. Women should get more used to saying no as a whole sentence. But. So there was, I got no but. I'm not Obama. I don't do that shit. I'm just.
But.
She should just try that.
You can't tell them no when you're swinging around puppies.
I say, that's not worse than what y'all do to humans. Fuck you. You swing around people.
They do.
You tased them, bro.
They did.
And it is Florida. It may have been the one that tased them.
Shit.
Small world. Small world. Teresa Gardner was charged with animal cruelty and resisting arrest and was being held on $1,000 bond. The dogs were taken to an unspecified shelter but were in good health, NBC Miami reported. And Phoenix Cool Leader has links to that from WineCellarMedia.com. What?
I told you, it was a very busy day doing web work.
Okay, so those moments where we end a story and then I make a sound with my face and then Phoenix laughs, that's because I scrolled to the next thing and saw the headline. And then what I typically do, we're just, here's the inside baseball. I see the headline, and most of the time, like I do, let's throw out 90%. 90% of the time, I don't read the headline. I kind of do the what, Phoenix laughs, and I use that time of not dead air to sort of glance at the first paragraph and see where I want to start. So let's do it again. What?
Florida woman, told ya.
Ah, shit. All right. We're in Indian Town. You see
that? That's racist as fuck, by the way.
Yeah. What the plantation and Indian Town? Of course they'd be in the same state.
Probably a Lynchburg, too.
I wouldn't doubt it. I'm not even going to check. Mm. Fucking. So that's how we do it, folks. You see, I did that. She laughed, said, Florida woman, I told you. While she said that, I looked for where I wanted to start. So we're in Indian Town. And yeah, it sounds a little racist. Just a little.
Just fair.
Poquito. So a mother and a daughter got arrested together. That's all right. That's bonding.
Family time.
All right.
Yay, family time.
So, Concetta Didiano. Oh, damn. Are they Italian?
Sounds like one of them is.
But they're related.
Yeah, but look at the other one's name.
Okay, Concetta Didiano, 22, and Cassandra Kerr. Oh, so maybe,
her husband or something, or child's father.
Oh, took the feller's name, did you? Maybe. The last woman said no. That's all right. That's all right. We all work it out. All right. So, Concetta Didiano, 22, and Cassandra Kerr, 40, both of Tampa, are facing charges of introducing a communications device into a prison and operating a drone inside a critical infrastructure. According to the arrest report, the staff at the Martin Correctional Institution noticed a drone hovering above the prison building around 1:30 in the a.m. on Sunday, and they alerted the Martin County Sheriff's Department. A few minutes later, a deputy responded to a crash of the neighbors dropping shit and falling down upstairs because they are three unsupervised men that make a massive assload of noise. No mames way. Mm-hmm. Okay, tangent. So they responded to the crash along nearby Southwest Alapata Road, where a car had collided with the drone, disabling it. Really? If a car runs into a drone, that's amazing. Meanwhile, in Florida, acting on a tip from the prison staffers, another deputy found Didiano and Kerr driving a truck slowly about a mile north of the prison. The report said Kerr told the deputy that she was teaching her daughter how to drive at 22 years old.
Uh-huh.
And the report said the deputy pressed the woman about the recent drone sighting, and Kerr admitted to piloting the device. Said, I did it. The remote and the iPad is in the back seat. End quote. Kerr told the deputies that she was delivering mobile phones and tobacco to an inmate inside the prison. The report says that Didiano drove the truck while Kerr piloted the drone from the back seat.
She was not doing a very good job of piloting if it ran into another car.
Yeah, I wouldn't assume someone that makes decisions like that has a lot of skills at doing things in general. But also, like, what man, because is that a men's correctional facility?
I think so.
So who the fuck coerced her into doing that shit? Or fucking it's just being an asshole and taking advantage of her? Like, I know it wasn't her idea.
Yeah.
All right, This is one where I will read the headline. Florida man arrested for trying to pay for pot with McDonald's. Which, quite frankly, pot is more valuable. On the cash tip, right? At a street level, it's more valuable than McDonald's. Mm-hmm. At a corporate level, it's more valuable than McDonald's. Quite frankly, I'd say no matter how you put it in your body, it's healthier than McDonald's. McDonald's should be arrested for trying to pay for pot with McDonald's. Quite frankly. So we're in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And a Florida man was jailed unjustly after he attempted to give McDonald's a better product through drive-thru. Mm-hmm. That's not the wording. You know what it is. All right. So the Port St. Lucie police fellers, they made a Facebook post about it, that the McDonald's employee contacted them at 2 a.m. saying that a man later identified as Anthony Andrew Gallagher was in the drive-thru trying to exchange marijuanas for food. The Associated Press reported that the worker denied Anthony Andrew Gallagher's offer and he drove off.
I would have taken it.
I wouldn't, because when I was a cashier, you have to come get the, like, that's the thing. Like, how do you, what do you do with that transaction? We have to get a manager to void the transaction.
You just have, like, a key or something?
Yeah, and like, the management staff had to have that when I was a cashier. When I was a cashier, I was not in management.
Oh.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done
places
that
shit. Places I worked, they were not that, rule abiding. A lot of people could access the key.
No. I had my own bud anyway. Like, that's the thing. When I was on my shifts, I had pre-rolled joints after the shift. Like, yeah, like as soon as I get out, I'm gonna fucking go behind the store and fucking toke my doobie and then go get on the bus and listen to some Spice One and be legit and fucking ride home. I have a pretty boring, predictable life, because what do I do now with alcohol and cigarettes?
Listen to Be Legit and Spice One.
The same America's Nightmare album. The same Hip Museum album. Mm-hmm. The same Brother Lynch albums. Though he put out some new shit. But yeah. All right. Tangent. The Associated Press reported that... Was this worthy of the Associated Press?
It was, for some reason.
Fucking... The Associated Press reported that the worker denied... And why are they using his whole name every single time? Like, other articles, they would have just been putting Gallagher by now. Mm-hmm. All right, so they denied... Like, they really want to name and shame the fucking weed man. Which is... That's how... You're going to make him go down in history under a cool nickname. So they denied Anthony Andrew Gallagher's offer and drove off. Once on scene, the police took the description of the suspect and remained in the area. The department said on the Facebook post a short time later, the suspect again went through the drive-thru of the same McDonald's. Anthony! Shit!
How high is you, nigga?
Fucking Christ! Anthro man? An officer approached Gallagher, noticing a strong odor of marijuanas from his car. This is a quote from the department. Police found approximately 11 grams of 11 grams, that's all right. 11 grams of marijuana on the suspect. The suspect told police that he did offer marijuana in exchange for food, but that he did so as a joke.
Okay.
All right, he's thinking things through. Mm-hmm. Now they're finally just using his last name. Gallagher was arrested for possession of marijuanas under 20 grams and booked in the St. Lucie County Jail. It's unclear if Gallagher attempted to pay for his order with drugs the second time. It's also unclear if he has a lawyer. Mm-hmm. It was a little foggy.
Mm-hmm. A little foggy. Just a little bit.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, that's not a white on... I think that's it for white on white crime, but...
Actually, you know what? I think it's... I think we're good money. What the fuck is this?
That's hilarious, but he's not white, so...
Yeah, you know what? I think we're good money. Matter of fact, let me take a look at it. I bet you. Yeah, we have a sixth sense for this. 59 minutes and 20 seconds. Nice. We know what the fuck we're doing.
Although that one that you just scrolled past, the DJ one, that's in your neck of the woods this happened.
A group of neo-Nazis charged with assaulting a black DJ. Fuck, it's time for the jackback.
Yeah.
Yep, that's in Washington State.
And
in
Hammerskins at that.
Lint Hammerskins.
Yep.
Oh, so they're in several places.
Yep. Well, apparently there's like some fucking like white supremacist neo-Nazi holiday this last weekend. Like some white man got into it with like the feds and had a shootout and they killed him in like the fucking 80s, like out there somewhere. Mm. And so now like they just fucking go, neo-Nazis just go there like over that weekend and like hang out with each other and shit to celebrate this guy who got shot by the FBI. Yeah, because like if you actually read, we're not going to do it now, but there's like I think like 6 or 7 people who are involved in this. Like most of them are not from Washington. There's like someone in there from Illinois. There's someone fucking in there, I think, from Pittsburgh. Like, ugh. But they're all there for this fucking event. So yeah.
Ah, come on, gangsters, kill them niggas.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that'll be that. This episode. Actually, that's the thing. Blog Talk Radio is down, but it's not down. Like, folks can still access the archives, but we can't put up long form shit. Mm-hmm. And but when we can put up long form shit this Friday, we're pretty much just gonna dump everything I've been recording this week on there. So it's just gonna be like a blast of podcasts. So for right now, Everything we're doing is going up on the Patreon, and I'm just sharing that out. Okay. But it's public on the Patreon. Okay. It's not Patreon only. So we're just sharing a Patreon link around. Yes. So that's how we're rocking these.
Okay, that works. And then also you have to, I recorded this morning, you got to put that up.
Fuck. Yep.
Which I'm trying to see if I can find the name of the, it was another one of those stories about somebody who got trafficked and then got convicted for killing the person who trafficked them.
All right, Megan Murphy's on it.
Yeah,
Julie Bendel, come on, let's do this. Anita Sarkeesian, let's go. All right, that'll do it. Hold the wine cellar down, keep the wine cellar up. All right, it's a tax you can choose to pay so everybody can drive on this road. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Please, nigga, be as safe as possible wherever you are. Shout out to Patty is tweeting. Yeah. Seems like a nice person.